My friends, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles Chapter 9. And as you listen to the word of prayer, Almighty Lord, we're going to thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for always being there for us, Father, what we have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions and what we have failed to do. May you have mercy on us, Father. May you forgive us. May you pardon us. We put our plans and aspirations of today into your hands. That may you bless each and one of them, that they may be all to glorify your name. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And this kickoff, the Queen of Sheba visits Solomon. When the Queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions, arriving with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, and precious stones. She came to Solomon and talked with him about all she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for him to explain. When the Queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, as well as the palace he built, the food on his table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, the cupbearers in their robes, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, he was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I had in my own country about your achievement and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe what they said until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half the greatness of your wisdom was told to me. You have far exceeded the report I had." How happy your people must be! How happy your officials who continuously stand before you and hear your wisdom! Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on his throne as king to rule for the Lord your God. Because of the love of your God for Israel and his desire to uphold them forever, he has made you king over them to maintain justice and righteousness. Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, large quantities of spices and precious stones. There has never been much spices as those Queen Sheba gave to King Solomon. The servants of Hiram and the servants of Solomon brought gold from Ophir. They brought also algum wood and precious stones. The king used the new algum wood to make steps for the temple of the Lord and for the royal palace, and to make harps and lyres for the musicians. Nothing like them had ever been seen in Judah. King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba all she desired for, and he gave her more than she had brought to him. Then she left and returned with her retinue to her own country. The weight of the gold that Solomon received for yearly was 666 talents, not including the revenues brought in by the merchants and traders. Also, all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the territories brought gold and silver to Solomon. King Solomon made 600 large shields of hammered gold. 600 shekels of hammered gold went into each shield. He also made 300 small shields of hammered gold with 300 shekels of gold in each shield. The king put them in the palace of the forest of Lebanon. Then the king made a great throne covered with ivory and overlaid with pure gold. The throne had 6 steps, and a footstool of gold was attached to it. On both sides of the seat were armrests, with a lion standing beside each of them. 12 lions stood on the 6 steps, one at the either end of each step. Nothing like it had ever been made for any other kingdom. All King Solomon's goblets were gold, and all the household articles in the palace of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Nothing was made of silver, because silver was considered of little value in Solomon's days. The king had a fleet of trading ships manned by Hiram's servants. Once every 3 years it returned, carrying gold, silver, ivory, and apes and baboons. King Solomon was greater in riches and wiser than all other kings of the earth. All the kings of the earth sought audience and Solomon to hear wisdom God had put in his heart. Year after year, everyone who came brought a gift, articles of silver and gold and robes, weapons and spices, and horses and mules. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses, chariots, and 12,000 horses. which he kept in the twelve cities, and also with him in Jerusalem. He ruled over the kings from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines, as far as the border of Egypt. The king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from all other countries. Solomon's death. As for the other events of Solomon's reign, from beginning to the end, are they not written in the records of Nathan the prophet, in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Edom the seer concerning Jeroboam, son of Nebat? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Then he rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son succeeded him as king. And this is our Wonder Chapter 4 today. And I just have very few things that I want us to pick. Actually, two. The first one comes from verse 5. She said to the king, "The report I have heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true." That's the first thing, that Solomon became a talking point about the wisdom that God had envisioned him. Amen. He became a living testimony of God's greatness. And that just shows us that if God does something magnificent in our lives, if God does something in our lives, we should be walking testimonies of the Lord. Amen. I know some of you would want to like maybe be walking testimonies, but fear that maybe they will say this and is bragging. They will say maybe he's trying to say he's the most prayerful person or he's the most blessed person. But it's okay. It's okay to brag about the Lord. It is very okay. You never know how your story may touch someone. Sometimes people be going through a lot and they just need that assurance. They just need that little, can I say, confrontation that what they're going through, someone has ever gone through, and God has pulled them from what they are going through. And that is our purpose. We have to extend God's word. We have to spread the gospel to other people. Become a walking testimony. Don't keep quiet. If God has done something beautiful in your life, don't keep it all to yourself. Do not. And the last message that I had for you came from verse 6. And what does verse 6 say? Verse 6 says, "But I did not believe what they said until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half the greatness of your wisdom was told to me. You have far exceeded the report I heard." Amen. We should not be like Queen Sheba, that she had to first see to believe. Amen. She had to first hear for her to believe. We ought to be different. Amen. We ought to believe by faith. It's not a matter of faith, but it's a matter of sight. That not until we believe, not until we believe without seeing, then we are useless Christians. Because faith is believing without seeing. Amen. And that is what faith is. I should get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 9. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailychristianalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for protecting us. And thank you for always being there for us, Father, what we have gone wrong, what we have done in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father. May God be blessing us, Father. May God be showing us the right path. Father, so many times we want to be like the Queen of Sheba. So many times we want to see or hear before we believe. Father, may you remove that from our hearts, and may you give us the strength to always believe, to have that faith that even without sight, we believe that you, O Lord, will always be there for for us, that we shall always emerge victors, that we shall always be by your side. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.